السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. الحمد لله. My dear respected brothers and elders, my محترم بايا دوستو بزرگو, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His kindness, in His grace, in His favor, Allah ta'ala has made us all Muslims. Allah ta'ala did not have to make me a Muslim. Allah ta'ala did not have to give me iman. Allah Ta'ala did not have to give me any awareness of Him whatsoever. I could have been born into a family which was Christian. I could have been born into a family which was Jewish. I could have been born into a family which was worshipping fire. I could have been born into a family which was worshipping the sun. I could have been born into a family which was worshipping idols which they made from stone with their own hands. But Allah Ta'ala gave me the tawfiq and the ability, first of all, most of us, to be born into a family which recognized Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala let us arrive at this decision and let us arrive at this conclusion that there is only one creator of the universe. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor, a favor that we can never ever repay, never ever express gratitude for. After this, Allah ta'ala has His hundreds of thousands, billions of favors that Allah ta'ala favors us with every single day. So we are constantly in debt of Allah Ta'ala's favors. That's why it's very, very important that our tongue becomes accustomed to the praise of Allah Ta'ala at all times. That's why in one hadith the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, أَفْضَلُ الذِّكْرِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَفْضَلُ الدُّعَاءِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. The best of dhikr is La ilaha illallah. And the best of dua is Alhamdulillah. One might say, well, Alhamdulillah is not really... When we think of dua, we think dua means to ask Allah for something. So how is Alhamdulillah asking Allah for anything? Because Alhamdulillah is just praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the reality is we don't need to ask Allah, oh Allah, give me this. Allah is constantly giving. Imagine someone who is sitting there saying, take this, here take £5, here take £10, here take £20, here take £30. We don't need to say to the person, give me more. He's giving you. He will carry on giving you. Even the person who says, Ya Allah, I'm going through financial burdens. Oh Allah, make it easy for me. Allah has already written how much money we will be earning, how much wealth we will be amassing, what kind of job I will be doing, how much money I'll be bringing home for my wife and children. All of these things are already planned. So by doing dua to Allah to give me more, to increase it, is not going to change that amount. It's already fixed. That's why it's better to just continue to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because what's the usul and the principle in the Quran? Allah ta'ala says, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. The more you thank me, the more I will give. The more you praise me, the more I will favor you. So this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says the best of dua is Alhamdulillah, and the best of dhikr is La ilaha illallah. Because the reality of La ilaha illallah means, oh Allah, in my heart I do not carry any semblance, any amount of respect and honor and greatness for anybody except for you. The only being who is important to me in my life is you. Apart from you, I do not need anybody else. I do not need anything else. This is the reality of La ilaha illallah. Some people say La ilaha illallah, but the words come from their mouth, from their tongue, but the meaning is not in their heart. So till the reality of La ilaha illallah does not come in our heart, we need to continue this mashq of iman, this practice of iman. That, oh Allah, this kalima La ilaha illallah, the importance of such, of which is that, you know, the famous hadith mentions that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, tell me such a kalima, give me such a dhikr, give me a way to remember you, a way to remember you. And Allah ta'ala said, say La ilaha illallah. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, all of your creation says La ilaha illallah. There's nothing special about this kalima La ilaha illallah, nothing unique. I wanted something unique. Rasulullah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Musa, if La ilaha illallah was to be placed fi kaffatin, on one side of the scale, And the entire seven heavens and the seven earths were to be placed on the other side of the scale. La ilaha illallah would be heavier than everything else. This is the bunyad, this is the foundation of the universe. Allah Ta'ala created this universe, this world, so we could recognize Him. So we could come to the conclusion that La ilaha illallah. Every Nabi that was sent by Allah Ta'ala, they said to their people, Ya ayyuha an-nas qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. O people, say la ilaha illallah, you'll be successful. That's all you need to do. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was visiting his uncle Abu Talib, who was at the time of his passing away, he was about to pass away, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh my beloved uncle, just say la ilaha illallah. That's all you need to do, don't do anything else. Just say la ilaha illallah, so on the day of Qiyamah I can say to Allah, I can do sifarish for you, I can intercede for you on Yawmul Qiyamah. Just say this much. This is the greatest thing. And Rasulullah in one hadith, Sayyiduna Hudhayfa ibn Yaman radiyallahu anhu, he was once mentioning the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a time will come when there will be no one who believes in Allah except for an old couple, an old man and woman. And they will be saying La ilaha illallah. So there was a tabi'i there, one of the students of the Sahaba, his name was Sila said, companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will be the benefit of this person saying La ilaha illallah if they will not be reading any salah, they will not be performing any salah, they will not be going for hajj, they will not be giving zakat, they will not be practicing upon any of the other important principles of Islam? Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu said, O Sila, this saying, merely saying La ilaha illallah with belief in and believing in it will save them from the fire of Jahannam. So this is the greatest favor Allah Ta'ala has given us. And we need to think on a daily basis how we disobey Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, how we disregard the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala on a daily basis. But Allah Ta'ala's favors do not stop. That's why, my dear respected brothers and elders, is very important. You know the third kalima that they teach us, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And then if you want to add, you can also add وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. This third kalima is such a powerful kalima. Each part, each component of this third kalima is so meaningful. And each component of this kalima, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us the virtues of this, the importance of this, in so many different hadith. That's why normally when you hear this third kalima, it's just Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. That's where they stop. But then many ulama have added this, Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. Remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say in any hadith, okay, this is the third kalima, read third kalima. This is a name that the people later gave, first kalima, second, third, fourth, fifth. But the reality, it does not change the reality or the meaning. The meaning, each part of this kalima, just La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هَذَا كَنْزٌ مِنْ كُنُوتِ. This is from the treasures, this is from the treasures from underneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوتَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. And each part of the third kalima. So we need to make ourselves accustomed to the dhikr of Allah. Constantly, you know, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. The last hadith of Bukhari, Sahih al-Bukhari, Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, could have finished his famous kitab of with anything. His whole compilation of 5,000 or 6,000 hadith, he could have finished it off with anything. What was the last hadith he bought? Kalimatani, thaqilatani ala khafifatani ala lisani, thaqilatani fil mizani, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. There are two statements which are very, very light, easy for you to say. But on the scale of a'mal, on the scale of good deeds, they are very heavy. What are they? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. How easy is it for me to say this? But how much reward a person gains by saying this? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on an occasion when he went for Salatul Fajr and he left his wife, Sayyiduna, he left one of his wives, radiyallahu anha, upon the Musalla. And he went for Salatul Fajr. And when he returned from Salatul Fajr, he saw that she was still Sayyidina Juwayriya. Sayyidina Juwayriya radiallahu anha, he left her in the Musalla and he went for Salatul Fajr. And when he returned from Salatul Fajr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that she was still sitting on the musalla, still remembering Allah. So imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's namaz, how long it must have been, and then the time he spent in the masjid. And he returns home and she's still worshipping Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, since the time I left you till now, have you been constantly remembering Allah? Have you been busy doing this? She said, yes, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, well, from the time I left you, I recited something 3 times, and I received more reward than all the time and everything that you've been reading sitting on your musalla. And what was the phrase that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read 3 times? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimati. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimati. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimati. So this is why we need to keep our zuban, our tongues, busy with the remembrance of Allah at all times. So much reward there is to be gained. And on the day of Qiyamah, when a person stands in front of Allah and they see my next door neighbor here, why is my next door neighbor's maqam in Jannah so high? Why is he so high, almost with the great saints of Allah Ta'ala? Why is this person who was my friend in the dunya, why is his maqam so high? Because his tongue never stopped. He was doing the same job I was doing. We were working the post office, sorting the letters, distributing them. Working the warehouse, sorting the parcels. But his zuban, his tongue never stopped. That's why when one sahabi radiallahu anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Ya Rasulullah, dullani ala amalin. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me to do or inform me of such an action that if I do this, I will enter Jannah and Allah Ta'ala will be pleased with me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yazalu lisanuka ratban min dhikrillah. Your tongue should always be moist with the remembrance of Allah. Do not let your tongue stop. This is why the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they could not allow their tongue to stop. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when he would go to the bathroom, he'd have to put stones in his mouth, because otherwise his tongue would immediately start doing the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. So this is why me, another person in the dunya, all of us, someone whose mouth is constantly busy, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And that's why the Sufiya Ikram have this pass and fast. Subhanallah, such a beautiful practice, the pass and fast. Pass and fast, what it is you don't, even when your mouth is busy, you're breathing the remembrance of Allah. So they breathe out Allahu, or they breathe out La ilaha illallah. So it's just, every time they're breathing, they are thinking La ilaha illallah. And the shaykh, the mashayikh of tasawuf, they practice them. They say, sit down, do it 2,000 times. You sit in that corner, every day, 40 days, you're doing that 2,000 times, 5,000 times, you know, 10,000 times, till it becomes part of your life. So for 40 days, it'll be very hard, you know. You have to sit every day and say, you can't do anything else. You go for fard namaz, read your fard namaz in the masjid, and then you go sit in the corner, and you carry on doing that. After 40 days, after a certain period of time, it's their habit. Now for the rest of their life, their breathing is the dhikr of Allah. So when they go to the bathroom, when they eat, when they go to sleep 6-7 hours, their breathing pattern becomes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of the great saints and scholars, when they pass away, Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani rahmatullahi alayhi from India, when he was passing away, the great scholar Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi was there, and Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Sahib was totally incapacitated. He couldn't move his mouth, he couldn't say anything. But he was listening to his breathing and he's saying he's busy in pass and pass. He's still doing the dhikr of Allah, even though with his tongue, he can't use his tongue. Even to use your tongue, it requires energy. And so many people in the last moments of their life, they're trying to say something, they can't say it, because they don't have the energy to speak any words. So he can't say anything, but his breathing, he can still remember Allah Ta'ala through his breathing. So it takes practice. Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq and the understanding to use every single second, every single minute of our life, and constantly think about preparing for the akhirat before we die. Amin ya rabbal alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
Oh.
Last Friday, the collection that was raised was £1,241.86. Allah Ta'ala accept all the brothers' donations. Allah Ta'ala tamam saathiyon ki di hui ko qabool farmaye. Allah Ta'ala unko apne liye zariya najat banaye. Aur isi tarah Haji Mehdi Khan marhoom ki family ki taraf se bhi £50 masjid ko di gayi hai. Aur unke liye bhi dua ki darkhast ki gayi hai. Allah Ta'ala unko ghareek rahmat farmaye. اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو قبر اور آخرت کی تمام مراحل اللہ تعالیٰ ان کے لیے آسان فرمائے. جی, there's this bunch of keys that have been found in the masjid. For a couple of days they've just been floating around. If anyone has lost a set of keys, please contact the administration. یہ ایک چابی کی جٹا جو ہے جو کافی دنوں سے مسجد میں کسی نے چھوڑ کے چلا گیا, تو جس کا ہو تو انتظامیہ سے ضرور رابطہ کر لیجیے اور ان سے لے لیجیے گا.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي غمر العباد بلطائفه وعمر قلوبهم بأنوار الدين ووظائفه سبحانه ما أعظم شأنه وأقوى سلطانه وأتم لطفه وأعم إحسانه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أفاض على النفوس ذوارف عوارفه وأبرز على القرائح حقائق معارفه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه مفاتيح الهدى ومصابيح الدجى وسلم تسليما أما بعد فإن الصلاة عماد الدين وعصام اليقين ورأس القربات وغرة الطاعات وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بني الإسلام على خمس شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة والحج وصوم رمضان وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام خمس صلوات افترضهن الله من أحسن وضوءهن وصلاهن لوقتهن وأتم ركوعهن وخشوعهن كان له على الله عهد أن يغفر له ومن لم يفعل فليس له على الله عهد إن شاء غفر له وإن شاء عذبه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات وذكر الحكيم استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأيها الإخوة الأعزاء أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله والمواظبة على ذكر الله على خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار من أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في دين الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي بن أبي طالب وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب وأفرضهم زيد بن ثابت ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Please straighten the rules of the Durus Kalijiga. Please make sure all the gaps are filled, all the phones are on silent or turned off.
أشهدُ أنَّ محمدًا رسولُ الله، أشهدُ أنَّ محمدًا رسولُ الله. حيَّ على الصلاة، حيَّ على الصلاة، حيَّ على الفلاح، حيَّ على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى، سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى، الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد بارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. رب اجعل لي مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الدجال. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ومن عذاب النار ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشائخنا ولأصدقائنا ولأحبابنا ولأقاربنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم